with James Nye. He is the Saginaw Chippewa Tribe spokesperson. He's on the other end of our line. James, thanks so much. We're going to be bugging you a lot as we try to work our way through this casino process here in Lansing. Thanks for your time.
Okay, sure. No, not a problem. I'm glad to talk with you anytime.
Well, we're trying to just understand the remarks that Mayor Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero made when he spoke. You think that some of the slang, the profanity, and other language he used, which could be construed as insensitive to Indians, was inappropriate. Just tell us what you saw, what you heard.
Well, I actually was not at this event. This took place at the Lansing Center last Thursday. The mayor had a breakfast fundraiser, and I was called by about 10 different people who were there and given the same account by each one of those persons who witnessed the mayor's performance that morning. So first and foremost, he used profanity throughout his remarks about the controversy that's ensued since he and the Sioux Tribe have made this announcement that they want to bring an off-reservation casino to the Lansing Center, which is 287 miles from the Sioux Tribe's existing reservation in the Upper Peninsula. So the profanity was something that made several of the people in attendance upset because there were children in attendance, and I spoke to a gentleman who was sitting next to a 9-year-old little girl, and the parent of the child was upset by continued profanity, calling me names personally, you know, swear words, and saying that the things we have been talking about in this debate over the Lansing Casino were BS, and I'm being more tactful than the mayor was on that morning. But it was the swearing, it was the vulgarness of the way that he presented that, coupled with the fact that he called me Chief Chicken Little, and I'm obviously Native American. And then he had a bullseye pasted to his back, and it was explained to me by several people that the imagery was that he was under attack by Indians. And we all know, you know, the Hollywood stereotype, that means you're under attack from bow and arrow attack.
How's that make you feel, and how does that... What reaction do you have to that?
Well, two things is that, and I've explained this, you know, throughout the day yesterday, I've been involved in a lot of public policy debates over gaming in the 12 years that I've been doing the work that I have been doing. I've never been attacked personally in that manner. So, it gives you... a little bit of feeling that you're offended by it. I'm certainly am offended by what he said towards me. I was a little bit surprised, you know. I guess I would use the word shocked and appalled to describe it. And then the second thing is that we've got this debate here about this Lansing Casino is going to go on for a long time. This is not, despite what the mayor and despite what the Sioux Tribe would have you believe, this isn't going to be a lickety-split couple months. Or, you know, they were talking in terms of months when they first made the announcement. This is going to be years. And we need to be able to have a more sophisticated debate over the merits of this proposed casino, which we feel is illegal. You know, this is slipping very quickly into a very ugly place. And so my position is that we need to be able to have these disagreements over public policy on gaming, but not attack people's identity and their racial, their race or their ethnicity or their cultural identity.
Do you think that the mayor and the people who represent Lansing are capable in having that sophisticated dialogue?
We will see. You know, I mean, we've called on him to make a public apology, which he really didn't do. He said, well, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but I don't think that my terminology could be construed as racist. You know, I mean, he came and then he said in the Lansing State Journal today that, was it in poor taste? Maybe. Well, yeah, obviously it was in poor taste. We've also called on him to refrain from this type of behavior in the future. We'll certainly be watching that very closely, and hopefully he will do that.
If the mayor reaches out to you and apologizes, can you just move forward and do the work you have to do?
Well, that's going to happen regardless, whether he does that or not. You know, I'm going to do my job. The tribes are not going anywhere. Saginaw and Nattawaseppe tribes have raised numerous legal and substantive arguments against this off-reservation casino in Lansing. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to work with the Department of Interior, the National Indian Gaming Commission, the governor of the state of Michigan, and the attorney general, and continue to express our concerns and our hope that this project does not come to fruition, and we'll be prepared to go through the federal court system to ensure that it doesn't happen.
All right, James, in defense of the mayor, and you and I have talked about this before, but in defense of the mayor, the casino in Mount Pleasant's an hour away. The casino in Battle Creek is an hour away. They both market heavily here in the mid-Michigan area. They both attain land that's not near their reservations. We need jobs here. We need growth. Why can't we have a casino here in Lansing?
Well, the simplest answer is that it isn't just a Lansing localized issue. This is a statewide issue. This is even a national issue. And all you got to do is get online and search off-reservation gaming California, off-reservation gaming New York, or you know, other places. This is a hot-button issue right over in Wisconsin, for example, all across the country. And people need to understand, these proposals are all governed by federal law. And when there's something that is done on the federal level to make an approval for an off-reservation casino, it sets precedent across the board. And certainly here in Michigan, there's already 7 off-reservation gaming proposals pending. So it doesn't stop at Lansing. You know, there's tribes that want to do this in Muskegon, Flint, Port Huron. Even the Sioux tribe is also trying to get another off-reservation casino in Romulus. And they signed a development agreement to do that with a guy last year. So the first thing you've got to understand is that it isn't as simple. This is a very complex issue. It's not as simple as saying, why can't Lansing get a casino? Because you also have to say in the same breath, well, why can't Muskegon and why can't Flint? Why can't Romulus, Port Huron, and elsewhere? And then where does it end?
All right. Well,
you know, that's the big public policy question.
Well, for the final question, just to piggyback on that, we received dozens of emails and phone calls, many from people who don't support casino gambling, but who just said that it sounds like sour grapes in a competitive world, in a competitive state. It's the way it is. It sounds like sour grapes that these other casinos just don't want the competition.
There's already competition, Tony. You're the one. You've noted within an hour's drive of each other. There's 25 casinos already. The Sault Ste. Marie tribe itself already has five casinos. Okay, there is competition here. Don't let anybody fool you. I mean, everybody competes with one another.
Well, what if I want to drive 5 minutes or a half hour as opposed to an hour?
What if you want a slot machine at your corner store? That's a public policy question. That's a question of the law and policy, and that's what we're talking about here.
All right, James, this is a complex but fascinating topic. We appreciate your time. I know we'll be talking with you again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.